Hey, what's going on, people? It is Tuesday, and we are getting ready for Dodgers back in action. Boy, the Dodgers, the stuff is just unbelievable on the Dodgers. If you start looking at them in a historical perspective, right now the Dodgers have won, where is this? They've won 11 of 12. They've won 30 of 35.
Yeah, that's just ridiculous.
They were 21-5 in July, and they're undefeated in August. They're home to the Twins tonight for a two-game series tonight and tomorrow night. And then day off, so 2 days off this week. Then they go to Kansas City for the weekend, where you imagine they're going to make some hay. All right, so we were talking about something a couple of weeks ago, and I decided, you know what? We should have that. We should have one of those.
Okay.
So I went out and had one of these things made for everybody. Now go ahead and open.
Okay.
Everybody's got envelopes that they're going to open right now. John is opening his envelope. And?
It is.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, it's a chain.
It's a chain.
With jewelry on it that has my initials.
That's unbelievable.
It's a CG for Corporate Greg.
For Corporate Greg,
which is awesome.
I'm wearing this right now.
This is amazing.
Yeah,
this
I'm wearing. Amazing. Oh, you did not undersell this. This is an
not
excellent
at all.
Item.
This is so. Good.
I was
going to
wear something like this with my Russell Westbrook outfit at the Mandy's.
It would have been perfect.
I will wear this to the Mandy's next year.
Oh, I'm wearing this to the Mandy's.
Oh, I'm wearing
sure.
this every day.
Oh, you may. You got to take off your hat.
Take the hat off, man.
Take off my hat. I think it slides on. I think
right,
I
so
tried
how do
this
I put
at home.
This on?
Okay.
There's like a...
Okay, so we're putting on our chains. This is our
like a dummy.
What'd you call
do
it?
Now.
Okay. There it is.
All right. So my chain still needs to be connected. This is excellent,
yeah.
though.
There you
this
go.
This is excellent. Thank
okay,
you, Mace.
So you know what this means?
Gangster.
What?
Gangster.
We're a gangster.
It means.
That's what it means.
No. It means we're all ballers.
Oh, yeah.
We are ballers. That's okay, so. Exactly right. We are ballers. So, Ireland, you got J.I. I was trying to figure out the letters. Jorge, you just got your name, right? There was a limit on letters, and I thought CG that. Was the best one for Corporate
Greg.
Oh,
I love this one. CG is amazing.
Because you got to, if you're in this business, you got to have a chain.
Exactly.
You got to have a chain.
All right, so I have to figure out how to connect this chain.
Yeah, I'm having trouble figuring out.
Well, you guys are doing, and there'll be pictures for social media. I'll let you know that we're doing live the day today. We're giving away suite passes for 1 week from tonight, the LAFC versus DC United at the Bank of California Stadium. Here's how you win. I'm going to tell a lie at some point today. If you can figure it out, you will join us with a pair of tickets to party with me, Travis Sliwa, Jacob Imrani, Bergman, Jorge.
Wait, connect those for me.
Plus, everybody will qualify to win sideline passes. Everybody loves a fighter, but in this town, winning matters, especially after an accident. So remember, anyone can fight, but call Jacob.com. He's here for you to win after an accident. Go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. I think we are in Jacob's box next Tuesday night.
Oh, for the soccer game.
Oh, we can wear our chains to the game.
You guys all should wear your chains to the game.
Yeah, that's
on the
what
outside.
I'm talking
Thank
about.
You.
That's what I'm talking about.
Quinn, our intern who's leaving us this week.
Yeah, Quinn is going away.
Just hooked up my chain, and oh, yeah.
Oh, that's perfect.
I'm all over
that. Oh, my God, you can wear that when you wear a suit to Lakers games.
I'm gonna.
Yeah, you should.
I absolutely am.
You
and
totally
just,
should.
Okay, with the caveat that I will not explain it. I'll just wear it, and if anyone asks me about it, I'll go, it's my chain, man.
Yeah, it's my chain. Yeah. What are you talking about? It's my chain.
I remember Maurice Taylor, the Clippers had a player
sure.
who played in Michigan.
Yep.
I interviewed him when he got drafted, and I said, so wait, man, you just got this huge contract, you got all this money. What are you gonna do with it all? He goes, I'm pretty conservative. I don't need much. You know, it's just gonna go into the bank and I'm gonna save it. I go, so I'm not gonna see you with a giant chain of an M here a year from now. And he starts off, he goes, no, that's not me. Literally. A year later, giant diamond M.
Oh, that's awesome.
Just like this.
That's awesome.
And if anyone asks, it's real.
It's real. These are real. Absolutely. All right, so that was fun. I like that. We'll show up in some pictures on social media with that. Bergman, you in?
Yeah.
Jorge, you in? Oh, Jorge's looks really cool. Bergman, CG looks really cool.
Yeah, the court. Okay. Okay.
Nice.
So wait, let's pick a day
yep.
that we all have to wear these during the week. And it what you want someone to talk?
I'll talk. I can
Greg,
talk.
Greg's like, let's take a picture.
No, I can,
we're
I can
we're
talk,
in the
I can
middle
talk.
Of a freaking we show.
A we got a mic here. We got a mic here. So we got get a photo for social. Everybody's got a chain now. I think the idea came because somebody was wearing a really expensive. Ronald Acuna Jr. was wearing an expensive chain at the All-Star game.
You made a mistake.
What?
Shouldn't mine say J.M.?
Oh, for John Mason. Exactly.
Okay, Quinn.
All right, Quinn. Let's do her up.
All right, one, two, three.
Hey.
Hey.
Serious face. Come on, you guys are all smiling. Chains?
Yes, we're happy. Wait a minute, you want a really angry look? Angry look for the chains?
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah,
we'll have a little
right?
bit of dead air. It's okay.
Right here. No, I got it. We're talking. Here we go. Got it.
All right.
You're
awesome.
Look at that.
Nice.
No smiles whatsoever.
Yeah, none.
Brady,
none.
You wish you had a chain like this, don't you?
Yeah, poor Brady. Didn't get the chain. Didn't get the chain.
You know, these interns have all been excellent.
They've been fantastic.
And we're losing all of them.
Yeah, Quinn, Brady, Amata, and
Parker.
Parker, who's
yeah, they've
a
all
really
been great.
Good guy. Yeah.
And I asked Quinn, I said, did we talk you out of, like, pursuing the radio business? She's like, nope.
No. I should mention, too, these are paid internships.
Right.
These guys got to do they were at all of our events. They did the Mandy's. They did the softball game. They've
right.
done all of our promotions and events. I mean, you guys got the full experience.
And they're looking for the next crop
yes.
of interns. Is that on our, Greg, is that on our social page?
Yes,
for people
is.
To apply?
And
okay.
Even so, we're going to have Quinn come on at 2:30 and talk all about it.
Oh, okay, good,
oh, good.
Good. We'll do that. So, hey, let me ask you this. So the Padres have now lost 5 in a row.
I know. It's like since they had a big night when those guys all debuted.
Yes.
And now.
They can't. I mean, they lost 1-0 last night.
Right.
They're not scoring.
I think they're shell-shocked.
Still a great night.
Yeah. I think next year is going to be the year when they get Tatis back and they can set their rotation. Next year will be the year that they've got something. They could get hot this year and make a run. They'd
not,
be in the,
not a 15 game.
They'd be in the playoffs if the season ended today.
Correct. They have a one game lead over Milwaukee for the last wild card.
My thought is that next year is going to be when you have to take them seriously.
But I think
I'm not taking them all that seriously this
but
year.
But do
you
not
you?
Think they're in the playoffs?
I do.
Yeah, I think they make the playoffs.
Yeah.
And by the way, you get in. It's funny. That's what Les Snead was talking about yesterday, the tournament. You get into the tournament and you've got a shot. I never really thought about that in NFL ways. But, you know, if you think about it, so much has to go right for you to win a championship. And that's why Les Snead talked about the tournament. All you can do is get into the playoffs with a chance. I always talk to Juan about this. The one thing I want is to be in it at the end. To have a shot to win the Super Bowl is like the single most important thing.
And baseball and football, to me, feel like you have more of a chance if you just get in. Basketball,
correct.
If you're the 8 seed.
You're not being the one.
You need a lot of luck.
Yeah, yeah. If you're
you were living in New York the year the Knicks were an 8 seed and made it to
correct.
The finals, but then their luck finally ran
exactly,
out.
Exactly.
It's hard to do.
Yeah, it is really hard.
Matter
to
of fact,
do.
In the NBA, the team that Houston, one of the years that Houston won in the 90s, they were a 6 seed.
Yep.
But that's the lowest seed that's ever won.
Right.
Or would it be the highest seed?
But wasn't that a year when – was that a year that Elijah Wan was hurt and then came back and that's
no,
why
no, no.
they won?
He was the reason they won.
Right. But did he miss part of the season? Is that why they were 6?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah, because
yeah,
that was a really good team. Maybe
right.
somebody
and
was
Clyde Drexler and Kenny Smith and Robert Horry and all those dudes.
Exactly. See, I always think that if – you know, this is where it's gone wrong for the Padres, and I don't know who the team leadership is or anything like that, but, I mean, they just made a huge investment in you as a team. In other words, a lot of times you go to the trade deadline, and teams, when they don't do anything, they're, like, deflated. Well, here, they did everything, and they're 1-5. It's because they're the Padres.
You think that's it?
I do. Peter Seidler is the owner of the Padres.
Well, you know how he's related to us.
Oh, well, he's Peter O'Malley's.
Right. He's like, he grew up a huge Dodger fan.
He says
Peter O'Malley's grandson.
He says the Padres are trying
might be
to
his nephew.
Trying to,
look it
to slay the dragon up the freeway.
Yeah. Good luck.
Yeah. Good luck with that sticking, too.
You know, they've played last 17 times they've played.
Yep.
Dodgers won 15. So, I mean, there's not much slaying going
no,
on.
No, not, no.
And I'd be worried if my highest paid player, Manny Machado, is a terrible example for the rest of the team.
Well, I don't know. Did you see the highlight from last night?
Did he do it again? Did he lollygag again?
He thought he hit a bomb, stood there and admired it. Hit the wall, wound up on first.
Yeah, he ain't going to be Johnny Hustle. No. He's already told us that.
Long-ass single off the wall. Stop admiring your fly balls, essentially, is what the message was from last night. You know, we were talking about Juan Soto and the Dodgers, J.P. Hornstra from – who's Hornstra work for?
I think he's with the Southern California News Group, the same people that Bill Plunkett works for, I think. I could be wrong.
He said, and I want to kind of throw this out to Dodger fans, hardcore Dodger fans, this was the deal for Soto, what it would have looked like.
Okay.
Diego Cartea, catcher, number one prospect. Bobby Miller, pitcher. Then three of Ryan Pepiot, Miguel Vargas, Michael Bush, Andy Pages, and Michael Grove. So three of those five.
Three of the top 10 prospects, yeah.
And then three wild card minor leaguers of their choice.
Well, you know me. I go to the school of Les Snead. F them picks. To me, you're trading basic.
F them picks?
Yeah, you're trading.
Six minor leaguers for.
I would have done it.
Juan Soto. Would I have done that?
I would have done it. You know who needs to do a deal like that is the Angels. I was looking it up. The Angels have the 27th ranked minor league system in baseball. And I think the fourth worst record in the major leagues.
Sounds about right.
So they desperately need to rebuild. I mean, I know you're like, I'd never trade Trout, I'd never trade Otani, but what hope do they have if they don't rebuild? They got to do something.
I'm going to quote you. Star-driven town, star-effing-driven town.
But they're not really in L.A.
Star-effing-driven town.
We've talked more about the Angels this year than in any other year, mostly because of Otani.
Right. But if they don't, if they finish last in their division.
And they're going to.
What good is Otani?
Well, you got one more shot.
Yeah.
You got one more shot to build something around him. And by the way, teams do turn around. If Artie Moreno were to break the bank, go into the luxury tax situation, and go in and sign some starting pitching, I think the Angels could be competitive next year and potentially a playoff team. And as they say, get into the tournament. Get into the tournament. But if you're a Dodger fan, would you have done that deal?
Again, I would have.
It was Juan Soto for Diego Cartaya, Bobby Miller, three of Ryan Pepiot, Miguel Vargas, Michael Bush, Andy Pages, Michael Grove, plus three wild card minor leaguers. So that's a total of one, two, five, six minor leaguers.
Well, let me put this caveat. I would have done it.
Yes.
But I think there's a lot of in Andrew Friedman we trust here. Because Andrew Friedman has done nothing but nail it ever since he's been here.
Yes, yes.
Bergman, how long has Friedman been the GM of the day? Is he up to 10 years now?
2015? 2014?
Sounds right. When did Frank McCourt, when the Guggenheim group came in.
Yeah, it was all the same.
I think he's been there 8 to 10 years, and he consistently nails it. So if he thinks that's a bad deal, and it's not worth trading those guys, then I just assume he knows more than I do and I trust him. You know, he's just, his track record
Is impeccable.
Is fantastic. And there's just no reason not to trust him. And I think that if Friedman is at the controls,
yep.
You gotta just go with it.
Okay, I mean, Bergman, would you have done the trade?
I would have done the trade. Even for all that stuff.
Yeah, me too.
I would have done it.
Because you put in Juan Soto at 23. All those guys, we don't know what those guys
are
going to become.
That's the thing. The part of the deal that would bother me is giving away that much.
It's a lot.
That much pitching.
Sure. You're giving away a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You're giving away a lot of stuff, but you're to get somebody like Juan Soto to be here every single day, to be in the outfield with Cody Bellinger and
he's
Mookie
23.
Betts. Yeah, and 23. Yeah, I'm doing the trade.
You know, it's funny. I sent this out on Twitter earlier, and a lot of Dodger fans are like, no, that's way too much. Way too much. Those are the Dodger fans that know all the farm system, know everybody that's on the
farm. Right, and
we
don't. Obviously, Friedman does.
I mean, I know who these guys are generally, but it's not like I've been scouting Diego Cartaya. But if you're a Dodger fan, would you have made that deal? Would you have gone all in on that? Give up six minor leaguers and all in your top 10, six of your 10 best prospects, maybe? Is that something you do? 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. Plus, as promised, Case Keenum doing funny stuff at Bills camp. We got that coming up for you, too. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
What's up, players?
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
All right, so we're talking about the Juan Soto trade. Obviously, Juan Soto went to the Padres at the trade deadline, and J.P. Hornstra has got a list of guys that the Dodgers would have had to give up for Juan Soto, and the list is like this. Diego Cartaya, Bobby Miller, then three from this group, Ryan Pepiot, Miguel Vargas, Michael Busch, Andy Pages, Michael Grove, plus three wild card minor leaguers, including Bobby Diego. Bobby Diego is the guy that I would not give up no matter what. He would be an untouchable.
Do you even know who Bobby Diego is?
Yeah, I do.
Who is he?
He's a double A.
What's he do?
Pitcher.
Yeah, I'd give up any of those guys.
No,
Juan Soto?
No, that's the one guy I would not give up. I put other things in the package, but not that. Let's see what you guys think. Let's go to Mitch. Hey, it's our friend Mitch in Jersey. Mitch, what are you doing, man?
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call. I am glad they didn't make that trade. I'm sorry you and John don't agree with me, or Greg, but you don't know if you're going to have Walker Buehler. Kershaw doesn't have that many years.
Wait, Mitch, who are you going to miss that's going the other way in that trade?
Well, like you said, the guy Diego, that catcher.
I wouldn't know that guy if he walked by me on the street right now. I mean, that's the issue. I mean, prospects are suspect until you see him play. Here's Daniel in L.A. Hey, Daniel, would you do that deal if you were the Dodgers?
Hey, gentlemen, I would not.
Why?
And the reason is I don't think we have a pressing need for him. We've got CT3 coming back. We've got Belly and Gallo, and what I'm looking at is like 2007, 2008.
Yep.
We had a bunch of just young studs come through our system, like Kershaw, Kemp, Loney. I think Ethier came over from the A's, Billingsley. If at least one or two of these guys turns into a stud, I that's the reason why I wouldn't do it.
All right.
Okay.
But Juan Soto's already a stud.
He is already a stud. It's very interesting. Now, does it change your mind? The Dodgers, I think, have the sixth best farm system in baseball post-trade deadline.
Makes me more likely to give up the picks.
Well, then you're down with the Angels, potentially. You're like the down the list of teams with prospects.
Here's Ricky in Rialto. Hey, Ricky, you're on ESPN LA. Hi.
Hey, what's up, guys? Can I make one suggestion before I make my point?
Yeah.
We need to start talking about Better Call Saul. It is every Friday, every single Friday. Let's make a warning now that we about to talk about that show, and then we talk about it. It's every Friday. Let's talk about that show. We got 2 weeks left.
Okay.
But well, anyways. We'll let it end. We'll let it end. Next Monday is the final episode of the entire series. And then what do you think, Mace?
Yes,
we'll give everybody 4 or 5 days.
Yeah,
and
four
then we'll
or five
talk
days.
About it.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough, Ricky.
It's great, though, Ricky. Perfect. We agree.
Yeah, we both saw Perfect. Last night's. Last night's is really good.
That was a fantastic show. You guys put me on that show, so I appreciate it. Anyways, yes, baseball is really tricky. Any farm system I had, any team I represent, I'm trading for Juan Soto. He's a guaranteed player. I'll trade anything guaranteed and some prospects I'm not going to know about. Just like when the Dodgers traded for Yu Darvish, there's a lot of news that they traded too much. But those players that they traded for Yu Darvish ain't nothing. So anyways, go Padres. Let's go.
There
go
you go.
Padres.
Well,
I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Of all the people Andrew Friedman has ever traded, the only one he really got burned by was Yordan Alvarez. Everybody else has been, you can live with it.
So here's Bobby Diego, 10-1, 1.73 ERA, 150 strikeouts, and 101 innings at Tulsa. That's the guy I wouldn't deal.
Any of them. Any prospect for Juan Soto, take
him.
Say
anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Juan Soto. But let's see. The Padres emptied their farm system. Let's see if it works,
mentioned. How much better can the Dodgers actually get? They are so friggin' good.
Yeah, the Mets scare me, though.
Mets are very good. Mets are very good. And I like their 1-2 starters. And yesterday I said something about Chris Bassett not just being a guy. Chris Bassett is now, he allowed one run last night. He threw a shutout the game before. So Bassett is a really solid three. A series between the Dodgers and Mets would be a great showdown.
What, you teased some sound.
Oh, yeah. Camera. Yeah, Case Keenum.
Okay.
So Case Keenum is in the Buffalo Bills camp. Yes, that Case Keenum. You remember 2016, he was the quarterback for the Rams.
Sure.
At the Coliseum. So Case Keenum was doing a goof here. And we have it here, Jorge. Okay, so he decided, well, I think he explains it. Go ahead and hit it.
Case Keenum here. I'm going to see today how many autographs I can get from my teammates. Let's go Bills.
Puts on a disguise.
Hey, Isaiah, man, can I get your autograph, man? I've been a big fan of yours, man. Ever since you was in college, man. Will you do it one more time?
They have
man?
No idea.
It's kind of hard to read.
Is this Case? I'm about to get you twice.
Hey, Gabe, can I get your autograph, man? Hey, man, you're my favorite player, man.
And yeah. You guys have no idea who they're
even. Yeah, they're not even
for.
Looking at him.
That's great.
He's got a bucket hat on and a pair of sunglasses, and he's just walking up to his teammates saying, "Hey, man, you're my favorite player.
You're my
favorite player.
Will you please sign this?"
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Case Keenum has hung around a long time, man. Long time. Still playing. You know, we're talking about quarterbacks. Did you see... I don't know if you saw this or not, the 49ers depth chart at quarterback.
Do they have Jimmy G basically at the bottom?
Fourth string.
Yeah.
No, they've sent them at the Jimmy G is definitely, and they gave him permission to seek out a trade.
Right.
Apparently he hasn't been able to do it. Seattle would seem to be a perfect match because they're going into the year with, God, nobody at quarterback.
Although I was on a talk show the other day with two guys in San Francisco, and they said they won't trade him to Seattle or the Rams.
I believe that.
Because it's within division and they just won't do it.
Yeah, I believe that.
I said, who cares they trade him to Seattle? Seattle's not going to be good.
Yeah, I think there's just not a market for Jimmy G.
Well, you know who I would – there's one
team – great backup quarterback, right? He'd be a killer
forget
backup.
Forget that. There's one team that should trade for him right now. Of all the divisions in football, the one that is wide open is the NFC East.
Right.
All right? The Cowboys – have consistently underachieved with Dak. The Commanders aren't any good, and
right.
They're bringing in Carson Wentz.
Yep.
Jalen Hurts is going to play quarterback in Philadelphia.
Why do you always bag on Jalen Hurts? Jalen Hurts is going to be great in Philadelphia, was great last year.
If I had to pick a team to win that division right now, I would take the Eagles.
Yeah, me too.
But if I was the Giants or the Steelers... one of the Mara families.
Can I just be honest, though,
Jim? I would trade for Jimmy G.
I know, but they've just gone out and got new quarterbacks. They've spent big draft picks on these guys. Kenny Smallhands Pickett and
right.
Who's the other one that you suggested?
Trubisky?
No. What's the other team?
Giants.
Daniel Jones is the guy they believe in.
No, they don't believe in him.
Yeah.
This is his last year. If they start 0-4, he's Sam Darnold.
Like, if you're going to draft young quarterbacks, you have to actually give them an opportunity to play. That's what the Niners are doing with Trey Lance.
Right, but the Giants have already given Daniel Jones a chance to play. Trubisky had a chance in Chicago. Small hand Kenny is just a guy.
Well, now it's Justin Fields in Chicago.
Right. But I'm just saying, Giants and Steelers don't have a quarterback. And Jimmy G's just sitting there. Go give up a third-round pick and go get him.
Do you have to pay? But then you have to pay him, right?
If not right away. Him. He's under contract for this year. See how he does.
How much you got to pay Jimmy G?
Well, you don't have to pay him anything if he doesn't.
If he gets cut.
Right.
Well, but if you were to trade him, he makes $27.5 million. So you can't trade for him.
Pay him for 1 year. And then just say after this year, he's in the last year of a deal, right? So why not try? Doesn't Jimmy G give you a better chance to win than Daniel Jones or than Kenny Pickett? At least Jimmy G has a winning percentage that's like 73%. He's a functional quarterback that wins games.
I think you said it. He's a functional quarterback. Well, cannot throw the deep ball to save his life.
Wait a minute. Last year, if that defensive back from the Niners doesn't drop that Matthew Stafford pass, the Niners are in the Super Bowl.
Games are always like that. That's
right, but
way.
It would have been the second trip to the Super Bowl for Jimmy G in 4 years. Jimmy G is good. He's a good quarterback, not a bad. He's not a problem. I would take.
Well, obviously, he's not good enough for the Niners to commit to him.
Correct. So if I were them, if I think Jimmy G should be in Pittsburgh or with the Giants.
I want to see Kenny Smallhands, Pickett get a chance. Giants are, you're right, Giants are a different situation. Daniel Jones, this is year four.
Yeah,
for
and
Daniel
he's
Jones.
Just hasn't done anything. Now, I your logic applies to the Jets. I mean, they
Yeah, right. They've used Zach Wilson.
With the second
but
pick.
I mean, that's, but
Zach Wilson's out there sleeping with his mom's best friend and stirring it up in New York. Let's give him a chance.
Yeah, we all make mistakes.
Exactly.
Or if that was. Jimmy G.
We're all looking for pictures of that woman.
Yeah, no. Nobody's seen her.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what she looks
nobody's
like.
Nobody's ID'd her.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody's gone underground.
Jimmy G., what do you do? 12 interceptions, 20 touchdowns last year. That's okay.
Right.
He's an okay
better than Daniel Jones.
Yeah. Yeah, I tend to agree. Better than Daniel Jones. All right. Don't forget lie of the day. Have I told it yet?
I don't know. I don't think so. I haven't caught anything. Jorge, have you caught anything?
Maybe. I think
okay.
so.
Okay.
You think you have?
I think I got something.
You got something?
I think I got something.
Okay.
Something small.
Something small.
My sense is he's already done it, but I can't pinpoint what it was.
Your sense is correct.
Okay.
I will tell you that.
All right.
All right. Coming up next for you, we've got a fantastic paid internship program here at 710 ESPN with the Good Karma folks, new owners, and all that kind of stuff. And we're going to be joined by one of our interns who's had a great time, has been unbelievable, valuable to the station over the last month, especially with the Mandy Awards and the softball game and all that stuff. We'll bring Quinn in here next and talk a little bit about that. If you have any interest, if you, the kid in your life who's going to college or whatever, is looking for a fall paid internship, this would be the place. Because these guys, our four interns, got a great experience, I think. So we'll do that coming up next. Plus, Serena Williams evolving out of tennis. Evolving, not retirement, evolving out of tennis. We'll get to that coming up, too. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hey, what's up? It's Tuesday. Dodgers back on the field tonight against Minnesota at Dodger Stadium. Otherwise, seems all quiet. Kevin Durant still complaining about something. God, that guy. Petulant little baby. All right. So joining us right now is Quinn. Quinn, what is your last name?
Dan.
And you have an unusual spelling of your name. Spell your name.
Yes, K-H-U-Y-E-N.
And what's the origin?
Does everyone mispronounce your name?
Yes, yes,
okay.
What
is the most common mispronunciation?
Like Kuyen. Yeah. I think that's the most common. So,
What nationality are you?
Vietnamese.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So how has this experience been for you, being an intern at SET? You've done a great job. You've
Thank
done
you
great.
So much. Yeah.
Now, Quinn, first of all, let's ask you this. When you signed up for it, is it what you expected or is it different?
I didn't really know what to expect, to be honest. I am not even from LA. I'm from the DC area, but I've always known I wanted to work in sports, and all I know about working in sports is that the day-to-day is never the same. So it has been what I expected in terms of that. Like, no day here has been the same. It's never been boring, but I also just don't know. I didn't know, like, what I was getting myself into. I didn't know what it was like working for an LA radio station or even just working in the professional sports industry. So it's been really fun just seeing, I don't know, the community that you guys have and also the LA sports, I don't know, industry as a whole.
Right. So what? Who's the person here at the station that you like working with the least?
You have
I'm
to
not
answer.
Answering that.
Oh, come on.
No, you got to. Who's who
I
is
can't
it?
Even think
right,
of
give
it.
Us a name.
How
give us a name.
The best. Who, what host on the what honor person do you have the most respect for after the
the most respect. I have respect for all of you guys.
So political.
Chicken.
I'm from D.C.
So political. There
you, oh, by the way, why,
tell the truth.
Who turned you on to this? Like, how did you find out about it?
Yeah. So actually, my professor. I go to the University of Virginia, and my professor actually had Emily Hebel.
Yeah.
On Travis and Slee.
Oh, yeah.
And so Emily sent her the job description, and then my professor sent it over to me. And my professor actually also freelances with ESPN, so it was kind of perfect. But, yeah, that's how I found
that's
out about
it.
I applied immediately. I got on the phone with Janice and Carlo, and then Tommy mm-hmm. called me the next week. And within 2 weeks, Tommy called me and was like, hey, like, can you move to LA in 2 weeks? You
wow.
got the job? And I was like, I'll do it.
Cool.
I'll do it.
What was the highlight?
You moved here specifically to do this.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Yeah. I've always
good
wanted to work
you.
In sports. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been great.
So what's the highlight of
oh,
the
my
whole
gosh.
Thing?
I was thinking about this recently because it's my last week and I'm leaving to go back to school soon. I would say one of the highlights was definitely getting to photograph the LAFC game.
Oh, yeah. You got to go down the field and
yes,
stuff?
Yes, it
yeah.
was great. I've been a photographer for all my life.
Yeah.
And so getting to do a professional, my first professional sports game was honestly one to remember.
Yeah.
I would also say another highlight was Clinton Yates got me to FaceTime Jeff Passan. I'm a huge
oh,
baseball
wow.
fan.
No
and
kidding.
He texted me the day of the home run derby, and he's like, hey, like, what are you doing right now? I'm going to FaceTime you in 10 minutes. I'm with Jeff Passan, and he wants to say hi to you. And
how
it was,
great is that?
Oh, that's
it was
great.
So cool.
That's great.
Jeff Passan is on my, like, you know, dead or alive dinner list.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's
oh, wow.
on that. So I was like, this is just, it was a 2 second
wait,
phone
man,
call.
He would really be in your dead or alive
no,
dinner
I
list?
I mean, like, yeah.
What is, like, Jeff?
Who are the other two people?
Jeff Passan
you,
and Jesus?
You, Jeff Passan.
Me, Jeff, Anthony Rizzo, huge Cubs fan.
Okay.
Anthony Rizzo. And then I have Meryl Streep on there. I love Meryl
okay.
Streep.
Okay, those two go together.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff Passan, Meryl Streep. That'd be the weirdest dinner ever.
But I think it'd be
your dinner.
It's my dinner. I think it'd be a great conversation.
Which of the hosts here at 710 ESPN do you think is the smartest?
You guys always ask these questions. I do.
Actually, I ask these
okay,
questions.
Okay, you're right. Mason always asks these questions. I cannot answer that.
Yeah, you can't
well, wait
answer.
A minute. We awarded most knowledgeable host at the Mandy's.
Yeah.
Isn't that, by definition, the smartest? Do you remember who won that?
No, I don't remember who won that.
It was a blur.
So long
yeah.
ago. But you know what?
It was
you know,
me,
like,
by
I
the
would
way.
Say it was you. Yeah. Yeah.
Most
say,
knowledgeable
like,
is John. Yeah.
I would have to say if you didn't. I don't know if I was there, if I
yeah.
wasn't there.
Well, you guys were working. But that's one thing about this internship. Like, people that – and Cardo just said if you want to apply for the next round, we're looking for people
yeah.
to do what Quinn did in the next round. You go to ESPNLA.com and you can get the details.
Yeah, I'm retweeting that right now. ESPNLA just tweeted out
all right.
that information.
So, Quinn, what advice would you give someone who is considering following in your footsteps?
Oh, my gosh. I would say be open to every opportunity and just talk to people and just get to know them. That's been something that I've found only like not only benefited my career, but also just benefited myself. I've just loved getting to know everybody and figuring out what path they went through just because the paths in sports, at least, they're never the same.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody does different things. And I've talked to everybody at the station here. I talked to Jorge for so long. I talked to Carlo, Tommy. I talked to you guys about how you guys got into the positions you're
right,
in.
Right, right.
And nobody's had the exact same path. And it's also just about, like, the experiences and your attitude about it. I
yeah.
think keeping a good
it's
attitude.
It's definitely a broken road getting
yes.
where you want.
So
yeah.
what, Quinn, if I give you the genie in the bottle question, like a genie pops out says you can have any career you want. In
okay.
sports, what's your dream career? Where, like, what would you pick?
I would love to be a producer, director for live sporting events.
Mm-hmm.
I do that at Virginia. I've done replay and I've directed a couple shows.
Cool.
With the ACC network over there, and I love doing that. I love wearing headphones and pressing buttons that nobody else knows what they mean.
Right.
And calling games like that.
Yeah, that's
that
cool.
That is a dream of mine.
So we've got three. We've got Travis and Sligo, Mason in Ireland, Shidano and Cappy. Which is the coolest show to work on?
Definitely your show.
Oh!
Your guys' show.
Yes!
And when she when she goes on with Sedano and Cap later, she's,
I'm like, oh yeah,
she's
definitely
learned,
Sedano and Cap.
She's learned well.
Yes, she has.
All right, which one of the other interns is the biggest jerk of
biggest
the other
jerk.
Three? Yeah, it's Brady, right?
Let's say all of them.
Yeah,
all of them. There you go.
Let's go with all of them.
Well,
all
listen, right?
you guys. No, we loved you guys. You
yeah.
guys were like for this is the first time we've ever really like put all the interns to work full time. And you guys had great attitudes about the whole thing.
Yes.
What now? What are you studying at Virginia? Is this going to be your junior year?
It'll be my senior year.
Senior year.
My fourth year. That's okay. what we say at Virginia.
Okay. And what are you studying?
I'm a media studies major. I have a film concentration, but I'm also a music major.
Oh, good for you.
I'm a double major just for fun.
You sound
yeah.
smart.
Are you really smarter than us? Yeah, hey, by the way, Virginia has an honor code. Do kids actually follow it?
Yes, and it's actually something that's really interesting about it because I've left my laptop outside buildings by itself, like nobody's watching it, for like hours and hours, and I feel totally comfortable doing it.
Really? So most students honor the honor code.
Oh, yeah.
What
yeah.
is the honor code?
So it's this
just
thing.
Like, can't lie, cheat, or steal.
You can't lie, cheat, or steal. We sign it on the top of our tests or exams. It's something that, like, when you get to the school and you go through convocation, you, like, physically sign
right.
these papers. So there's, like, these documents going back and back because it's such an old school of, like, people signing this.
Well, here's my advice. So if you really want to be in this business, you've got to lie, steal, and cheat. Right? I mean, that's really what you need. So you got to throw away the honor code the moment you leave Virginia.
Right, right. As soon as I graduate. And you know what? When you graduate Virginia, they say you've worn the honor of honors honor code. I'm just going to throw it away after, I guess.
There you go.
There you go. If you go into sports media. Well, Quinn, thank you.
Thanks.
You've been great.
Thank
and
you
I hope you had I hope you had fun while
yeah,
you were
representing all the interns, Brady,
come
Parker,
back and see us.
Amada.
Oh,
yeah. yeah, come back and see
it's
us.
It's been a total dream. Thank you so much,
awesome.
Guys.
Awesome. Right. Awesome. All right. That's very cool.
And if you want to be the next Quinn, go to ESPNLA.com and you can apply because we're looking for interns for Greg for the fall.
For the fall, yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
So what would it run from like September through December kind of thing?
Something like
roughly?
That. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Roughly.
So it's probably people that, if they're college interns, they're probably got to be people that go to school locally.
Yes, you have
right?
to go to school. You have to get college credit for it.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Good. It's a great program. It's a great
yeah,
program.
Yeah, and these four have been awesome.
Yeah, they're
Amana
been,
and Quinn and Brady and
three
Parker.
Three of them have been fantastic, and the other one is Brady.
Brady's going back. Well, here's the thing. Quinn's going back to Virginia to complete her studies.
Yep.
Brady's going back to Wisconsin to drink.
Yeah.
You know, so he's a Badger.
Yeah,
so,
nice.
He'll be
Madison's a fun town.
Yeah, he'll be jumping around, House of Pain jumping around at the football games.
All right, coming up next for you, we're going to do some Bobcat. Bergman, you work up a good Bobcat for us today?
I mean, it's all right.
All right, we will do it. Coming up next for you, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
I think I'm going to change my picture on Instagram for corporate_Greg to just the CG.
CG,
bling.
Yeah. I love it.
Bling
CG.
Necklace. That's all it's going to be from now on.
Nice.
You don't need to see me, just the necklace.
Yes.
All right, so I know you were just teased this a second ago, but I'm going to take it because you didn't do it. Serena Williams is going to evolve out of tennis after the U.S. Open. She has 23 Grand Slam championships, which is second to Margaret Court's 24 championships. Amazing career. What do you think she will do next besides spending more time with her family, as she says?
Well, she can do anything she wants. She's the greatest women's tennis player ever.
Yes.
Better than Chris Everett, better than Martina, better than anybody who's...
Steffi Graf.
All of them. If you were going to rank them, Serena is better than her sister, better, you know. And so, Mace, if she wanted to go into the broadcast booth, she could do it.
Yep.
If she wanted to be the commissioner of tennis, I mean, she's the Wayne Gretzky of women's tennis. The sky is the limit for her.
I like the way she's sort of set this up because the U.S. Open will now kind of be her farewell tournament. I mean, she's unlikely to win it, right? I don't know tennis, but does she have a chance to win the U.S. Open?
Probably not.
Yeah.
She's probably aged out of it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, just being there, it depends. Because what happens is so many women's tennis players have dropped out, you know, and just aren't playing for whatever reason. And so if she gets the right draw, she could get lucky.
Right.
But I don't think she'll win it. I think she'll just probably make it to the quarters and bow out. But even if she does, she still goes down as the greatest tennis player ever. Naomi Osaka is the best tennis player, but they've been taking a lot of tournaments
off.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But the thing with Serena that's amazing to me is here she is, 41 years old. She has had a tennis racket in her hands basically her entire life from the time she's a little kid. And it must be impossibly weird to think about that ending, right?
Right. But, she's played longer than – I mean, she's
almost, oh, yeah.
Is she 40?
41.
Yeah, I mean, good for her.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, nobody ever plays that late in tennis.
Bobcat.
We are just you guys paying attention, or are you just
you can do that one, Jorge. I'll find something else. It's okay. This is going to make this Bobcat very interesting, though. So Steve Lavin is the new head coach at San Diego State, and he just brought in his new staff, Tyus Edney of UCLA.
By the way, let me correct you for a second, Greg. He's not at San Diego State. He's at the University of San Diego.
My bad.
He's at USD.
USD. Okay,
yeah, different school, but go ahead.
That's even worse. At USD. And Tyus Edney of UCLA fame is going to be on that staff.
Yeah.
The issue was with that was that two of the assistants he let go were guys that stayed on the staff before Lavin came on. They brought in 12 of the recruits that are on the team right now, and he just let them go in the end of July, making it basically impossible for them to jump on another staff. How do you feel about this move by Lav?
It happens all the time in this business. If, like, for example, all of Frank Vogel's assistants were working through June. Most of them are not coming back because they were paid. They needed people to work out the potential draft picks. They needed people to do that. It's the nature of the business.
But the timing seems bad.
Well, awful. The Lakers assistants all worked until the end of June, just like these guys.
But you don't think they knew that they were out?
I think that, all you're promised when you change coaching staffs is you'll have a chance to interview with the new coach.
Okay.
The new coach gets to pick. And one thing, you know, I like Lav a lot, and I'll be rooting for him, but
I won't.
You don't like Steve Lavin?
No, he does not.
He's a UCLA fan. UCLA people got all spoiled and stuff.
But the rap against him, Greg, as you remember, is that his assistants at UCLA were all his old buddies. He didn't really have, like, hardcore assistants that, like, I like the fact that he's hiring Tyus Edney, who,
yeah, that's cool,
you know, played
he
for
was
him.
On the staff at UCLA,
right? But Tyus played for Steve too, and so I have no problem with him letting these guys go. I think it happens at every you have to be allowed to hire your own assistants, and you got to have people you trust.
The problem was that one of the guys said that he gave up other opportunities because he thought he was staying on the staff.
Well, did Lav promise him a job?
I don't know. But he said he turned down other opportunities.
Well, that was his decision. If I don't have a
Where is Lav coach? He coached UCLA, St. John's.
And now USD.
Yeah,
he went to work.
Is there something under that that he can go to?
Well, his dad was a high school coach.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, his dad was a high school coach in San Francisco.
Yeah.
I don't know why you guys are down on him. I like him.
Yeah, what do you have against
Baron Davis when they went to the Elite Eight? Said it was something along the lines of, "We made it to the Elite Eight without a coach."
Yeah,
because he was not a good coach.
Yeah, I don't know if Baron would say that today, but
I don't know if he would say it now, but he said it back then.
The one thing I will say, USD is not a bad job.
No, that's where Jim Harbaugh was the coach for a while, wasn't he?
Well, Bernie Bickerstaff came out of there. Mike Brown went to USD. Yep. They've got a long history of winning, and that could be a good – Hank Egan, who was the coach there for a really long time, then went on to the NBA, was one of Popovich's lead assistants. That could be a good job for Lavin. I hope he wins.
Dog.
Dog.
What you got, Jorge?
All right, so Yandy Diaz from the Tampa Bay Rays claims that his hotel and other teammates of his claim that is it Pfister Hotel in Milwaukee? Is it the Pfister?
Yep.
Yes, the Pfister.
I've been to the fabulous Pfister many, many times.
So is it really haunted, and do you believe in ghosts?
Yeah, it is a haunted. There are two haunted hotels in the NBA. The Pfister in Milwaukee and the Hilton, the Skirvin Hilton in Oklahoma City. And we no longer, and when I say we, the Lakers, no longer stay in either hotel. Wow. Because as Michael will be here tomorrow, but as Michael would say, brothers don't do ghosts. So this guy's convinced that the Pfister's haunted?
Yeah. Yeah, him and a couple of teammates aren't comfortable staying there.
Yeah, was Lou Williams. Didn't want to stay in haunted hotels. He would check out where our buddy Michael Koger, who is the man behind Backstage Lakers, who produces and is the EP of all Backstage Lakers content. Whenever we fly in, if we're staying at either the Pfister or the Skirvin, he goes down the street and checks into a different hotel. Just doesn't even want to do it. Do you believe in ghosts, Mace?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I think it's a ridiculous concept, the idea of ghosts. What? Well, wait a minute. You're asking me to disprove something that doesn't exist? How can I prove that there are no ghosts? You've not seen a ghost.
I've seen plenty of shows that have ghosts.
You've seen shows that
ghost
have ghosts.
Ghost Hunters.
Have you ever run into a ghost? Have you ever been
Me
haunted?
Personally?
Has there ever been? Yeah, what?
I think I'm
John,
I think
do
my
you believe in this?
Haunted.
Have you
Hell
ever?
Yeah.
Whoa. Have you ever actually seen a ghost? Have you ever actually had an experience?
No, but Michael has. They stole his wine.
Yeah, I think I think Michael's full of crap.
Yeah, but he...
I think Trudell stole his wine and made him think it was the ghost.
But he swears there was no one in the hallway. There were no people in the hallway. And another time he said there was a hotel in Berkeley.
Yep.
That kind of looks like the hotel in The Shining.
Yep.
And he said he was the only one staying there. This wasn't with the Lakers. He was up there watching Warriors. And they did it again. They stole his wine again.
Wow. That's crazy.
That's someone
Not
on the team
a ghost.
Messing with him.
Not a ghost. Now, I believe on... tell me if this makes sense. I believe that people can do stuff out the door. Let me explain. So when my grandfather died,
mm-hmm.
The lights flicked on and off multiple times in that night. In the morning,
hell yeah.
In the morning, I got the news that my grandpap had died. So I believe in stuff like that. Like you can say goodbye.
You know who was flicking those lights? A ghost.
No, it was not a ghost.
Ghost.
No ghosts.
Ghost. Jorge, you believe in ghosts, don't you?
I think so.
Come
I'm
on,
sure.
man.
Not sure.
It's not
like,
a
I'm
real
kind of in between,
full
yeah.
in. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Didn't you see the movie Ghost with Patrick Swayze doing the pottery with Demi Moore? Come on. Yeah, this is Morales' favorite song.
By the way, Morales asking, is there a chain that says CMM? Chris Morales wants
a
chain.
We might be able to get him
we
one.
We might be able to do that for CMM. We might be able to do it. Bobcat.
Bergman, Bobcat. What do you got?
Down. You put me down.
Bobcat.
That's I was trying to do it. Yeah.
Yeah, technically.
All right, so I'm just going to steal something from one of our lists here. So Britney Spears' ex, Kevin Federline, did an exclusive interview, and the reporter will not air it in full because it's too hurtful from what he is saying. What could they have possibly said that could be too hurtful to hear about Britney Spears?
Well, I mean, a lot of things. Britney Spears has lived...
But, like, why, if you're going to do the interview... And you
why
go through the whole thing, back? Why hold it back?
Who's holding it back? Him? Her?
Yes, the actual interviewer is holding it back because it's too hurtful.
The person that's doing the interview says, no, we can't.
Yes.
Wow. What could be in that?
I think that he said something. I read somewhere that he said something along the lines of that the sons are embarrassed by their mom. You know, that they're not very complimentary of Britney as a mother.
But I mean, that happens all the time.
Yeah, but that's why they're not airing the interview, because they figure like she's been through enough.
Yeah, I mean, she's been through enough. Let her do her non-conservatorship or whatever that is, and I'm sure she's out there living her life and doing her best. Right, she's out of her conservatorship, so she's got nobody bossing her around anymore.
No, she's married.
So go be Britney. That's your job. Go be Britney. All and, right. Yeah, and Federline should just shut up. It's been 10 years. Go away. Seriously.
All right. All right, so I'm going to take this one from you, John. After seeing this, his TV show Breaking Bad, Anthony Hopkins wrote a letter to his star, Bryan Cranston, full of admiration for Cranston's performance, claiming it to be the best acting he has ever seen. What do you think of, I mean, I know you all love Bryan Cranston, but is this the best acting you've ever seen?
It's pretty close. So keep in mind that Bryan, before Breaking Bad, was a really successful character actor, but never as a star in a vehicle. In other words, he was the dad on Malcolm in the Middle. He was Tim Watley on Seinfeld. He had had some leading parts, but never anything like Walter White. And when he was given that vehicle, all of a sudden you go, oh, he's got that gear.
Right.
He's got that in his bag. And I think it opened up. After Breaking Bad, now you see what Brian's capable of. You see the LBJ movie. You saw Power of Sale, the play you and I went to.
Yeah, saw Network.
Yeah, Network was the best I've ever seen, Brian.
Trumbo, he was nominated for Best Actor.
Yeah, I, you know, he won a Tony for Best Actor in Network, but I was convinced that that's the best work I've ever seen him do. And I saw every episode of Breaking Bad.
Right.
So I think that's really cool that Anthony Hopkins does that. I try and do that if I read something or see something that is like extraordinary. I'll reach out to whoever did it and just send him a note. And yeah. So I thought it was really cool that Anthony Hopkins.
You know,
did
I think the best act, and I, you know, obviously Breaking Bad is fantastic, and you see the evolution of this character as he, you know, quite literally breaks bad and where it goes and all that stuff. I think the single best, when I did the Tom Snyder show, I used to ask actors all the time, what's the best performance you've ever seen in your life? You know what a lot of people said, and I mean a lot of people, they said it was Meryl Streep. Meryl Streep was the choice. And
but
it was specifically
in one movie? Or
Sophie's Choice.
Okay.
Where she learns Polish with a German accent. I think it's Polish with a German accent. German with an American accent. I mean, all kinds of different variations of accents that she did. And it's an amazing performance. Other than that, Breaking Bad, the thing that I think gives Breaking Bad an advantage is that you got to see it week after week over the course of a season, as opposed to a movie. There's something to be said for the value of being in one of those shows that comes out once a week.
Well, and in the case of Breaking Bad, Walter White starts as a really good guy and ends as a really bad guy.
Yes.
And the range that Brian portrays from the beginning to the end is staggering.
It's crazy, yeah. And by the way, Bob Odenkirk is doing that now. Bob Odenkirk has been fantastic in Better Call Saul. We watched the penultimate episode last night. We're not talking about it. It was great. And next week is the finale. And ultimately, we will be able to talk about the show. But he's done Jimmy McGill all the way to Saul Goodman, all the way to Gene Tahanic or whatever that.
Takovic. Yeah.
You know, he's got all these. He's transformed, too. So, yeah, but very nice of Anthony Hopkins, who's probably, you know, right up there in terms of greatest living actors.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, Bob.
Yes, sir, Bob.
Right. Yep. So let's
Anthony
do a little.
Anthony Hopkins. Yes, sir, Bob.
I love that drop. So kick it off the planet time.
Okay.
Arms or legs?
So we're going to lose.
You're going to lose
one or
they
the did, other.
They never existed.
Did Ben text you this one again?
Yeah. Is this Ben Conroy from our engineer from yesterday?
No, this is actually the interns this time.
Oh, okay, the interns.
Yeah, they all came with it together.
Okay. So arms or legs?
They never existed. So you've only ever had arms or you've only ever had legs?
Wow. So if you have no legs, you'd have to go everywhere in a wheelchair,
correct.
Right?
Right.
Or you can use your arms to like kind of move you.
Like, you walk on your hands? Yeah. What is this? Cirque du Soleil?
Well, you have no legs, so it's not that
I
heavy.
I would keep my legs.
Really?
Because I like to work out, and you need to work. I could work. You can work up a sweat easier with your legs.
But what?
Swimming, running.
I need my hands, man. That's,
I couldn't golf, though. That'd be brutal.
You couldn't golf. That would be really difficult. I would kick my legs off the planet. I can barely use them anyway. By the way,
and yeah, you had nine.
And the things,
he needs a hand to
the
hold
things
the joint.
I use to
yeah,
my pre rolls, I've got my hands. Hard to do that with your feet. I pulled the my left foot act with a joint. That's not going to work.
Hey, so Mace, how do you kick it off the planet with no legs?
Oh, come
on. Ba-dum-bum. Yeah. Ooh, ah.
Thanks, Carla. Thanks, Carla.
Is that Carla's line?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go, all right, Carla. That'll do it. That'll Let's do move it. On.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Happily.
Shall we?
Happily. All right. I find this to be an interesting story, John. You sent this. The Oklahoma wide receivers coach, what he said and what happened afterwards.
Yeah, very weird. And also, Netflix has a trailer out for a new documentary that I think all of us are going to end up watching.
Cool.
We'll have that for you, too.
All right. That's all coming up for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.